Chapter 2, Rome, March 15, 44 BC, 11 a.m. The dictator with 1 hour to live rides atop the shoulders of slaves. Julius Caesar sits comfortably inside his litter, dressed in his usual dapper fashion, a loose belt, purple wool toga over a white silk tunic, and a wreath of oak leaves atop his head that attest to his heroism while also hiding the bald spot he so despises. Lately, Caesar has developed a passion for wearing high red boots, but on this morning his feet are clad in sandals. He is barely contemplating his upcoming meeting with the Roman Senate, for which he is already late. The thoughts most on his mind are rumors of a death, his own. But of course, Caesar has no idea that the whispered gossip of his impending demise will prove all too true. Julius Caesar is the most powerful man in the world, so mighty that he has not only changed the number of days per year, but will soon have the month of his birth and the entire calendar renamed after himself. Today is the equivalent of Wednesday in the 7-day Jewish week, but the Romans use the 8-day cycle and give their days a letter rather than a name, so today is simply G. They also believe in giving each sunrise a number, so now it is the 15th day of Martius in the year 44 BC, on Caesar's brand new Julian calendar, or as it is known, the Ides of March. And as the great Roman orator and lawyer Cicero will soon write, the Ides changed everything. The 55-year-old Divus Julius, Julius the God, as the Roman Senate will later proclaim him, is being carried through Rome. The day is warm, but not hot, and the people stand back in awe as Caesar passes by. He is a man of average height but extraordinary determination, having successfully conquered, invaded, or allied Rome with what will later be called Spain, Britain, France, Egypt, and Italy. Caesar is a study of conflict in his personal life, eating little and drinking even less, even as he spends money with abandon, such as when he commissioned the construction of a new villa, only to tear it down as soon as it was completed because he felt it wasn't perfect. And while many Roman men are wary of their sex drives, believing in the myth that too much sex will drain the virility from their bodies, Caesar has no such compunction. Calpurnia is his third wife.